Sa'or lo yimatzi b'batech. The Braisa says that the Pasuk tells us for 7 days you're not allowed to have any, you're not allowed to find any chametz in your house. What is the added chiddush of lo yimatzi b'batechem? It already told me that there shouldn't be any sa'or that's seen by you. It already said in all of your borders you shouldn't find any chametz. Since we darshan from the pasuk of lecha, as we learned before the break, to be memayit shel achir mishal gavoa, yachol, I would have a havmin a yatmin mikabel pikdainis min anochri. Maybe you could even accept a pikadon from a goy. Talmud leimer lo yimotze. And that pikadon will be hidden. So the pasuk comes and teaches me, no, it's not true because of the added pasuk of lo yimotz. So again, I would have thought that I could hide. I can't hide because of the added pasuk, the additional pasuk of lo yimotz. Good, everyone good so far? So now the Gemara goes on something that should have bothered all of you, which Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to deal with soon. The Gemara tries to differentiate. And the Gemara says, "Ain we ela benachri shalai kivishto, v'ain shariim chabachatzer. Nachri shivishto v'shariim chabachatzer minayin." So that which you're not allowed to be mekabel pikdonos and hide those pikdonos. How do you know that that applies to every type of guy? How do you know that that even applies to a guy that lives with you? Now, I'm sure all of you were very bothered with the logic of this Gemara, because Lechora, what the Gemara says is, I only thought Nachri that has nothing to do with you. But a Nachri that has to do with you, that lives by you, how do you know? Intuitively, it should have been the opposite, right? What is more mistaber that I'm more responsible for? Something that has more shaychus to me. So that's exactly what Rashi points out, that the Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask, Ipcha mistaber, you should say the opposite. That it's more intuitive that I should be obligated and violate on hiding chametz of a nachri that is a ben bayis by me, as opposed to a nachri that doesn't have a shaychus to me. So on that issue, we're not going to get to right now. That's the Gemara is going to deal with later. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Tamal lo yimatzi b'batechem." So I learn also that it applies to all situations. I am not allowed to be mekabel of pikadon from a goy. So, but all the pasuk says is that you can't be matvin pikdainus in the batin. How do you know that it applies to pits, to caves, to all these, to fields, to bushes? Right? Talmud Loimer, on that I have the pasuk, b'chol gvulcha. The pasuk said that we said before, lo yira chametz b'chol gvulcha. Lo yira l'chasor b'chol gvulcha. Good? V'adayin ani amir b'batim over mishum b'ayirah b'ayimotzi b'alyatim. And this is where I want to focus on, Rabbi Yisrael. But the Gemara says, and still, I only know that I violate what all these surim b'ayirah b'ayimotzi b'alyatim b'ayipakabal p'kdonis b'anachri where I'm sorry. I only know Bayra Bayimotzi Bayatmin Ubayapag Bagavoko Shelkiataro Shakaraim Shakavo Minayim Litera Summer Shalzev Shalbzeb Zeh. The Gemara now says, one second, we have two psukim going on here. Rabbi Sai, you got to focus. These sugyas, there's no spacing out. You got to focus because there's a lot of drushas over here and we have to get the basics down and then we can move on to what the Rishonim are talking about and then to the fundamental concepts that I think are between the lines within our sugya. But let's just focus and present first what the Gemara says. You have two concepts over here. You have the concept of Bayra Bayimotze, that said by the Batim. And you have what? The Heter of Shalacherim, that said by the Gvulin. Frek the Gemara, once you're teaching me that the Isser of Chametz, of owning Chametz, applies to all situations. Minayin lita in es hazeh shabazeh v'zeh shabazeh. How do we know to carry over all the dinim from this to that and that to this? How do we know to carry over that the heter of a chametz that I'm not responsible for, chametz shel acherim, chametz that's not mine, that I don't violate any surim, which is said where, Rabbi Yisrael, in which pasuk? It's stated by gvulin, by areas, premises outside of my house. And how do I know that there are many different isurim of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze, that includes what? Even Bal Yikabel Pekdonos Menon Achri. How do I know that big vulin? Because that said where? Specifically, Babatim. As the Gemara, that was the progression of the Gemara. Right? The Gemara presented, why do I need Bal Yirah? Why do I need Bal Yimotze? It already said one. So the Gemara says, no, it teaches you that you can't even hide a Pekdon of a Goy, that I was Mekabel Achrayis, that's mine. Right? Only chametz shel acherim I don't violate, but if it's my responsibility, that's my achrayus, that's my is. But how do I know if I don't see it, if it's hidden away? So that's because babatim, it said ba yimotze. Okay, but it says that babatim, it doesn't say that begvulim. And when I read the pasuk of gvulim, it says a heter that if it's chametz shel acherim, meaning a situation where I wasn't Mekabel Achrayis, this is someone else's chametz, I never accepted responsibility on this chametz, then I don't violate the Isser. How do I know that? Because it says, Lo Yura Lecha, Sa'or B'chol Gvulcha. So in Gvulin it says a heter of Acherim. But it never says that in the Batim. How do you know? Litein Ezesh, Et Adinim Shel Zeh, B'zeh, V'ez Adinim Shel Zeh, B'zeh. So what does the Gemara say? Agzeres Shavet. Agzeres Shavet. Tamalimer Sa'or Sa'or L'Gzeres Shavet. Nemar Sa'or B'batim. It says Sa'or Lo Yimotze B'batechem. V'nemar Sa'or B'gvulim. And it says Sa'or B'gvulim. Lo Yer L'cha Sa'or. Ma Sa'or Amor B'batim. Just like the din of Sa'or B'batim. Over Mishum Ba'yiro Ba'yimotze V'ayatmin. You violate all the Yisurim. And it includes what? Even something that's hidden with Achray. By Kabbal Kedonim and Achrim. Absora Omer Bigvulin over Mishum Ba Yura by Yimatza by Yatim by Kavod Minanacher. So I violate all those Isurim when it comes to Gvulin as well. Umasura Omer Bigvulin Shachoyataro Valtaro Shalacher. And the Sa'or that said by Gvulin, the din is what? That you're only violating on your Chametz or Chametz that's connected to you somehow. But Ataro Shalacher, Mishogavoa, Absora Mubatim, so it must be that the chametz that we're talking about in the batim shel chay atarav atarav shel acherim shel gavur. That's the end of the Gemara. Good? A complicated Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, but basically, at the end of the day, the Gemara just says, don't differentiate between the two. Everything applies to each one because we have a gzeir shav. Right? Hold on. By the way, just as a little trivia, anyone who can answer this question to me, 50 points on the Bukhino. That's how valuable this question is. Chevra, listen up. Where is the first time in sheer history that we spoke about this Gzeira Shava, Sa'or, and that had major ramifications that taught us massive Chidushim La'alacha?
The first Ron?
The Gzeira Shava said there?
I don't know, it rings a bell. I might be completely off.
Could be. I wasn't thinking about that.
I think I'm completely off.
And it was a chiddush. It was an application of this gzeira shava applied to another area, chiddush in Hilchos Chametz.
Can anybody tell us whose chiddush it was?
See, if I say that, I think I'm going to give it away. But you know what I'll do? Lahagdil Toiler La'adira. The Noyde B'Yehuda. I actually spoke about it on Pesach. All right, you'll get back to me. Rabbi Yisai, that's the end of the Gemara. It seems like a simple Gemara, a bunch of drushas. How do we know that Ba'yirah and Ba'yimotze, and really, what I've been saying the entire year, like, Don't get confused with the terminology of Bali Rabbi Yimatzi. You'll learn the Gemara on Hamad Beis and you'll see it all. Everything applies to each one. There's no difference between Gvulim and Batim. And there's no difference between Bali Rabbi and Bali Yimatzi. And everything's included. And you don't have to actually see it. And you don't have to, it doesn't matter. It just means don't own any Chametz. So comes along the Ran. And the Ran asks Akash. And the Ran starts off and he asks, Tmili. When I read this Gemara, when I approach this Gemara, I'm very confused. You see, because the Gemara starts off with a premise that what's presented in the Gvulim and what's presented in the Batim is different. And prior to the Gzeir Shavu, we didn't know to apply each and every one to each other. So says the Ran, but I have another question that the Gemara doesn't really deal with. All the Gemara deals with is, how do I know that the heter of Chametz Shel Acherim, which is said by Gvulim outside my house, applies also to Batim? And then the Gemara says, how do I know that all of these Isurim also apply to Gvulim? Ask the Ran, but fundamentally, what your svara chitzona is that what is that? I would think in Gvulim when the Torah says lo yiralecha, is that included in that is only what can be seen, and bal yat min pigdonos, hiding things away, chametz that's not visible, is something that from the psukim by Gvulim. Outside my house, sounds like it's mutter. So why doesn't the Gemara even raise the possibility, asked the Ran, that maybe that should infer, excellent, excellent, Avi. Even that, 50 points, write that down. Even that, come on, guys. Rabbi says, is there another Rebbe in the yeshiva that gives 50 points on the Bechina? Even that.
Only if you take it for credit, Rebbe.
Even that should also be raised as a possibility. Why did the Gemara suggest that maybe Gvulin should be Megale? Maybe Gvulin should teach that there is no Isser to hide away Chametz. Just like the Gemara wasn't aware that was even true to begin with. So why can't that din not be a passive din that I'm just not clear about it? But no, in a proactive way, the Gvulin now could teach that the Isser of Chametz only applies when it's visible and not when it's hidden away. Yet that wasn't even suggested. So Jeremy and David said they don't understand the Ran's kasha because Lamaisa, the Gemara, the Torah says lo yimotze. So how would that even been a possibility? But that's only post facto. That's only once the Gzeir Shav is put in. I would have explained lo yimotze in another way. Ask the Ran on the books. The Gemara is holding by Gvulin the possibility that maybe the Isser is only what is only if it's visible. So why can't that even be a havamina that the Gemara never even suggests, the Gemara never even asks that perhaps that should be megala that all Isser Chametz is only if it's visible? Why wasn't that even a discussion? Why doesn't that even need to be taught not to say that through the Gzeir Shav? It's like as if that wasn't even on the radar. But at the end of the day, you admit to me that you didn't know that was Usser in the Gvulin. So if it's not going to be Usser in the Gvulim, don't let that just be a passive din that I don't have a mucker not to Usser it, but let that be Megala that the entire Isser, and even when it says Lo Yimotze, it doesn't actually mean what you think. And there is no Isser of Chametz that's not visible. Just like you say that there's a Heter of Shalacherim when it comes to Gvulim, and they have to own the Chametz and it has to be connected to you. And that is megala on all other chametz. That if it's not owned by you, that it's mutter. So too, if it's not visible to you, you should also say, that's the only chametz, that's aser. And I'll figure out what lo yimatze means. That's the Ran's cash. It's like a missing line in the Gemara that the Gemara never ever entertains. And the Ran wants to know, why is that? Why is it that the Gemara never even raised this possibility, even dealt with this? And it's as if this is a given. Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? Everyone chap the Ran's kasha? So the Ran gives two approaches to this teretz. Let's see the Ran. The Ran in the Oz v'Hadar Gemaras is on Daf Dalid in the Oz v'Hadars, but I think that is on Beis Amid Aleph in the regular Daf Erev. So the Ran says, "V'tmiyali ki echad yalfinan kula shel achirim." Just like you learn the leniency of achirim migbul and amaylo yalfinan minayu kula da'atmana. So also you should learn the leniency that you can hide away chametz. Kedamrina bereishit the brayzi yochli yatmin. And the Gemara entertains that possibility, but the Gemara never tries to extend it. V'heichem akim mekaymin hetera da'atmana demash demishmaitma. Why should you differentiate between the two? Sammy, are you with me? Zok the Ran like this. The first answer, venerally, the ain vadai meikara amrinan di loikos of ela lo yira, have amrinan yachol yatmin. You're right. If the Torah would have only said lo yira, so then I would have had a hava mina that I could hide away chametz. Rabbi said, this is mamish, the fundamentals of the year, of what is ba yira, ba yimatzi mean. So listen to what the Ran says. If all the Torah would have said was lo yira, and like the Gemara presents within Gvulin, that it said lo yira, and therefore I had a hava mina that I could hide away chametz. But then says the Ran, aval kev in the cause of lo yimatze, but once the Torah by batin, use the different terminology and the phraseology was what? As opposed to lo yira, was lo yimotze. So now says the Ran, listen to what happened. Goloi alo yira. So now that was a key and was megala to me, revealed to me, the re'ia lav daf. That which the Torah says, Re'ia, don't take that literally. Because the fact that the Torah switched its terminology in one place to be Lo Yimotze, that was Megala, that Lo Yira is never literal. Ela Lishna Ba'alma. Rather, it's a colloquial terminology, but it didn't mean to infer anything that Chametz has to be seen. Ulaha. And for this, the Ran says, fundamentally, for the background of the Gemara on Daf Hei Amid Beis, I don't even need the Gzeira Shava, the conclusion of the Gemara, to teach me. This is above and beyond the Gzeira Shava. This is not even through the Gzeira Shava. This is just the fact that the Torah switched its language is megala to me, that Yeroe, lo Yeroe, doesn't mean Yeroe. It doesn't mean being visible. It means there shouldn't be any chametz at all. There's a difference, says the Ran, between a gilui, hakra, with changing the terminology, and the other dinim that are being learnt in the Gemara on Hayim and Beis, that are carrying over the dinim from one to another, through the bridge of Exerishah. Says the Ram, don't confuse a change of words, which is only a gilui of the pasuk, to tell you that you shouldn't translate the words in an incorrect fashion, as opposed to the limudim that are being learnt on Hayamid Beis from Gvulim to Batim and Batim to Gvulim about the dinim that are carried over from one to another. And that's the answer to our question. We never had a hava amino, says the Ran, to apply the heter of Balyatmin, of of having hidden chametz in from gvulin to batin, because we realized that that wasn't even true, that it was a misread of the words. That when we say Ba'yira, it doesn't actually mean Ba'yira. And that I don't even need a carryover and a bridge to teach me. All that is a Gili Akra. Ba'al Yimotze came and triggered to us that to tell us Ba'yira is not visible. So Mamela, I never have a Havamina to carry one from the other. It says it over here also. In Gvulun also it says Ba'al Yimotze. Why? It says Ba'yira. No, Ba'al Yimotze. Babatin told me that Ba'yira doesn't mean Ba'yira. So Memela, the Gemara never even entertained the possibility of saying, oh, Bigvulim, it's mutter to keep hidden chametz. And it only is chametz if it's visible. That wasn't even a trade-off. That wasn't even something that was suggested to carry over from one to the other. And the Ran says, I'll prove it to you. When the Gemara goes on to say, how do you know that all these surim that apply in the batim apply also in the gvulin, right? We have things going in two directions. One is the gvulin is teaching that chomet shalachayim is mutter bebatim. And we have another thing that's telling us that bebatim has all these surim. So how do you know that that's also applicable to gvulin, right? But the Gemara never said, how do I know that Begvulin, it's usser to hide chametz? The Gemara should have said that. The Gemara should have said, how do minayin that you could even be mat, that you can't even be matmin chametz in Gvulin? The Gemara knew that you can't be matmin chametz. Because lo yirah doesn't anymore mean what we think it means. Lo yirah was already transformed and reinterpreted from the fact that the Torah used in another place lo yimatz. All the Gemara wanted to know is, how do you know that you violate all those Yisurim? What, that you violate in the Batim? So on that, the Gemara has a Gzeres Shavet. Says the Ran, you see clearly from the Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara never said, Aval Matmin, that how do I know, Begvulim, maybe you should be Matmin? The Gemara never even thought you could be Matmin. The Gemara just never thought, how do I, that I violate all these Yisurim? That I need a Gzeres Shavah for. That's the answer of the Ran. Yesh l'chalek, you can distinguish between a Gili in the terminology of the Pasuk, which is not learned out from the Gzeres Shavah, and the Dinim that are learned out in the Gemara, the carryovers, the Gzeres Shavah, the bridge. Okay? That's what the Ran gives us in the first Pshat as a little bit of background to the Divrei HaGemara. Yeah, Avi.
But the Ran has, you know, he's half a line that is proof, but he has like three lines that go against him, because the Gzeres Shavah does talk about Yatmin also.
The Gzeres Shavah talks about Yatmin l'inyan that you violate the Isser, that I violate all these Isurim. But the Ran was saying it was never telling you that it's not Usser in the first place. Whatever Isser applies to Gvulin, that's not going to be Usser. Of course it's going to be Usser. But how do I know all these surim that apply to Batim carry over to Gvulin? That's what I need a Gzeres Shavah for.
But in the Gzeres Shavah, it says over Bal Yatmin.
Yeah, that's to violate a separate Isser called Bal Yatmin. But the Gemara never said Yachol Yatmin. Whatever you'd violate. Whatever it's also Begvulin, you'd violate, and that's included in the violation. But how do you know all three surim apply? That's what the Gemara is looking for. Okay, there's a difference, Avi, between teaching something that's usser in the first place and telling me that I violate all of these different isurim. So the Ran saying the Gemara was never telling you that it's usser. The Gemara was just asking all the isurim that apply b'batim, does that also apply b'gvulim? And the Gemara says yes. And that's learned out through Gzeres Shavah. Okay? So the Ran in the first answer suggests that there's a difference fundamentally, as we pointed out, between the giloy of lo yimotze on lo yirah to reinterpret what lo yirah means, and actually a new halacha that's actually being passed over from one din, from one area to another area, from gvulin to batim and batim to gvulin, which is only being learned out from the gzeresha. And the Ran is telling us something that is clear. He's proving it from the words of the Gemara that there's something else going on behind the lines of the Gemara that is learned out from just the switch and changeover and the Gilu Yakra from Lo Yira Lo Yimatz. But then the Ran has a second day, right? And the Ran says, no, perhaps not. Inami, perhaps you can suggest a different shot. The lesser hatmona. Anyone have the time? Because my clock on my phone, on my computer is slow.
12:15.
Okay. Inami, the lesser hatmona, nami itzrich zereshav. It's not true. And you're right. That begvulin, I wouldn't have known to aser to hide chametz. And that also is included in the limud of the Gzeirah Shavah. Aye, so if so, why didn't the Gemara even suggest that? Right? Again, the Ran's now taking an about face, and the Ran's saying, no, really, Gvulin, I don't know that it's Aser to hide chametz. And how in the end of the day do I know that hidden chametz is Aser B'Gvulin? I only know it from what? From the only sources that are presented in the Gemara. What's the only source that's presented in the Gemara? The Gzeirah Shavah. The Gzeirah Shavah. The Gzeirah Shavah of Sor Sa'or. That's the only Giloy that tells me dinim that I didn't know in this Parsha that I'm learning out from the other Parsha. That's the only way to carry over. Again, he's not saying that there's another Limud called Giloy Akra. No, it's not true. Everything that you want to apply to Gvulin needs to have a Mukher, a Gzeirah Shavah, Sor Sa'or. And included within that is what? Is the fact that I can't have hidden chametz in Gvulin. Right? So then what, Rabbi Isai? He basically bites the bullet. He basically says the kash is right. And in a chanami, you didn't know that in Gvulin, hidden chametz was problematic without the gzeirah shavah. So then what's the kasha, Rabbi Isai? Then the Ran's first kasha comes back. What's their first kasha? Then what?
Why learn the chumra? We learn the kula.
Right. Why didn't the Gemara suggest that we should reverse it and say, just like it's mutter to be matbin in gvulin, to have hidden chametz in gvulin, because we never established that it was aser to be matbin in gvulin, that should be megala everywhere it's mutter to have hidden chametz. And just like you're learning a heter from Gvulin, that you're allowed to have other people's chametz that you don't take achrayis for, shalachayrim is mutter, and that's megale, and that teaches through the carryover what? That's true in batim as well. So maybe we should learn that what? Hidden chametz is also mutter. We teach from Gvulin that even in the batim, hidden chametz should never be aser, and you misunderstood what you might say. Why was it never ever suggested in the Gemara? So Bishlama, according to the first teretz, the answer was, because once the Torah changed its terminology, even before the Gzeirah Shavah, I know that that's not even a suggestion. And that's why the Gemara never even suggested that in Gvulin, it's mutter to have hidden chametz. That was never even a suggestion. That was already taken care of by the changeover, the transformation of the verbiage from Bal Yira to Bal Yimotze. That I don't need a Gzeirah Shavah for. But now that the Ran is backtracking on that, and he's saying, no, you do need the Gzeirah Shavah even for that, so then why didn't we flip and say, oh, the heter that exists, the Gvulim of hidden chametz, and only visible chametz is what's usher. Now that should be the chametz that you violate in every location. Why didn't the Gemara suggest that? The first kasha of the Ran. So on that, the Ran has a different teretz. Inami the lesser atmon inami itzich zereshav. Va'afilu achi osi shapir. Va'afilu achi, that's the implied kasha. Osi shapir, deni hi demigbulin lo mishtam atmon alei sura. Says the Ran, it's true. I didn't know that it's usher to hide chametz in gvulin. Yeah, afilu hachi lespe kra yisera lemishrei. Helkach ki danin and zera shaves ha'amr shel zeh b'zeh haynu lemesa nisura datmar d'chsev abatim lemishle nami agvulin. Of like lemeimer de'ater datmar d'chsev abagvulin d'nishle nami abatim. He says, whoa, what do you want to say? You want to say that the heter of hatmana, the heter of hidden chametz, that it doesn't apply to hidden chametz, should now be extrapolated from gvulim and now be placed on batim? What's your source for that? Do you have a pasuk that telling you that hidden chametz beferish is mutter? No. What do I have? I just have a lack of a pasuk that's telling me that it's us. Says the Ran, that's not the same thing as what the Gemara is learning. When it comes to chametz shel acherim, the kula of other people's chametz, not my chametz, or chametz that's not connected to me, there's a yisura, there's an extra language that's said in the parsha of Gvulim that now we're going to extrapolate and expound upon and carry that over to the batim as well. Masha'enkin, when it comes to the concept of what? Of hidden chametz, that shouldn't be a violation when it comes to Gvulim. There's no pasuk that says specifically that hidden chametz is it, there's a yitura, there's an extra pasuk that tells me hidden chametz is mutter. It's just, well, the way I would call it, Rabbi Sai, it's pirate. It's not milchik or fleishik. It's just, you never found a source to aser it. You never found a source to aser it. That's now going to impress itself. That's now going to influence other areas of the Torah. That's going to be used as a source to now change the halacha in the batim, to now say that hidden chametz is not chametz. You don't have an explicit source to tell you that. That's not parallel to the din of chametz that's not owned by you, chametz shel acherim, where there's an additional pasuk of lecha b'loy la'acherim. Here it's just, I have no source to ever tell me that it was usher before I borrowed from Bat. Lo yimatzi from Bat. So says the Ran, in truth, the Gzeirah Shavah is what tells me at the end of the day that hidden chametz and gvulin is a problem. And without the Gzeirah Shavah, I would have not known the din of hidden chametz being usher in the gvulin. So why didn't the Gemara even pose that as a question? Why didn't the Gemara even suggest to say the reverse and extrapolate from Gvulin that hidden chametz, where hidden chametz is not a problem, that shouldn't influence the Isser chametz in Batim, that it doesn't apply to hidden chametz? Says the Ran, the answer is very simple. The reason why the Gzeirah Shavah goes in this direction and not in that direction is because there's no explicit pasuk teaching you when it comes to Gvulin that hidden chametz is mutter. It's just that you have a lack of a pasuk to tell you that it's aser. It's parav. It's not milchik and it's not fleishik. A din that doesn't have a source is not one that can now be extrapolated and placed into the parsha of batim and change all of the halachas. If you want to be influential, if you want to convince something, if you want to tell us a din, you have to be vocal. You have to be expressive. You have to have a source. You have to come from somewhere, right? You want to be a motivational speaker? You got to have some content. You got to say something. You're going to go up there and sell me some fluff? I don't know that this isn't us, or so maybe it should be mutter. What kind of convincing argument is that? So you don't know. You don't know. Sit down. Be like the rest of the people that don't know. But that's not going to change the halacha in batim. So that's why the Gzeirah Shavah tells you, you don't know? I'm going to tell you from batim that it's usher. But now you want to tell me the reverse? That since I don't know, so Memela, everything should be mutter. Mechadesi. So on that, the Ran says, that's why the Gemara didn't go in that direction. So Rabbi say, at the end of the day, what the Ran is doing for us is clarifying something that we always do in all sugyas, but he really did this explicitly, is the Ran is reading between the lines. He's teaching us the Eish Levon. He's teaching us about the Klaf. He's teaching us about what's going on between the lines. Rabbi Sai, he's now saying, we're not learning Mekiyas right now. We're learning Be'in. We're not going to think about every step of the way. And we want to know why the Gemara didn't cheshbin this. Why didn't the Gemara work in this direction also? How is it that it's working in only from Batim to Gvulim to Aser? And even though there is a heter on the books of Chametz Shel Acherim going from Gvulim to Batim, the Gemara never suggested that there might be a heter to have it in Chametz from Gvulim to Batim. Reason number one is because that I don't need an Gzeir Shava for. That is just from the Giloy, from the switch of the terminology from Lo Yira to Lo Yimatze. That shows me that Lo Yira doesn't mean what I think it means. And that's already the ABCs of this Gemara before the Gzeir Shava. Reason number two is, no, Einach Nami, you're right. The Gzeir Shava includes within that this thing. It's a little bit Chasser Min HaSefer in the Gemara. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. That's true. It's a great Ha'ara. That's a, in my opinion, that is a benefit of the first pshat of the Ran against the second pshat. I think from the terminology of the Gemara, from the wording of the Gemara, and from even the rayas that the Gemara brings, and from the Ran brings, that it doesn't say Yachol Yatmin, it's more convincing to say like the first pshat. But Rabbi Sai Lamaisu, these are Shittas and the Rishayim. There are two approaches of how you know that it's usher actually to have it in Chametz, in Gvulim at the end of the day. Is that learnt out from the source in the Gemara, the same Gzer Shava, the carry over the bridge? Or do I not even need the Gzer Shava for something so fundamental like that? And I know that even before the Gzer Shava, that by the way, it was just the ABCs, that Bayira doesn't mean what you think it means. And that I don't even need a Gzeirah Shavah. So that's, Rabbi said, what we're bringing out over here. A major machloikis, two mahalchim in the Ran within our Gemara. How do I know that chametz that's hidden is usser? Is that from the Gzeirah Shavah also? Like the other dinim in the Gemara? Or is that what? Is that no, that's just from the Gilo Yakra, from the fact that we switched the terminology from Bayira to Bayimatsi to tell us that Bayira just doesn't mean what we think it means. You'll see, Rabbi said, we're going to come back to this. I think that this is very, very important for the hemshich of the sugya. Keep this in mind and make sure you have the two mahalchim in the Gemara that the Ran is presenting in the back of your mind as the sugya progresses. Adam.
Would the nafka mina between the two be whether Bayura is its own independent entity or not?
Excellent. We need to go there. That's where I'm going, but we need to build that up. Excellent. We need to get a little bit more material for that, but I think at the end of the day, we're going to be speaking the same language. Okay, Rabbi Isai? We don't know any nafkaminas. Admon is suggesting a nafkamina, a fascinating concept, but we don't want to just suggest nafkaminas. We want to bring them out and we want to understand them and we want to chew on them. And we want to see things that are clearly in Amir Hashem. Hopefully we could have clarity in what the Eish Chayra al-Gabi Eish Levana is really going on in this Gemara. And that really leads us to the next two sources.
Rabbi. Just a quick question. In the second answer of the Ran, didn't we learn a case about that you shouldn't feed your animal chametz, like a chai, because it's going to run away and it might hide the chametz, and then you'll be over by Yira?
Yeah.
So wouldn't that be proof to say that? That's a case where we would say that hidden chametz is aser.
Well, that Gemara, two answers. First of all, that Gemara is post the dinim of this Gemara, where we established this. So the Gemara says that it's aser. You have Gzeirah Shavah at the end of the day. The Ran just wants to know. Okay, once the Gemara clarifies that on Hamad Beis, I just want to know which dinim were learned out from what? What was the source for all those dinim? That's going to be true. But Judah, that's my first answer. My second answer that I don't want to give away yet is I want you to look back at your notes on that sugya. I think there's something very relevant, Rabbi Isai, to our sugya right now from a very minute detail that I kind of glossed over. And you guys asked me about, and I said, we're not going to talk about this now. Wait till Hayim Beis. And I think is very telling from that sugya. And I want you to read the Rishonim there carefully. And there might have been a girsa there in a Rashi that might be relevant, but we need to learn a little bit more. Okay? But I want to focus on the Ritva and the Rabbeinu David. You see, the guys got up to this, Rabbi Say? You guys got past the Ron? No, not even yet. Okay, so we could stop here. So Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, we're going to pick up with the Ritva and the Ron that take this really to a new level, Rabbi Say. A new level in terms of how to read our Gemara and what the possibilities are on our Gemara, Rabbi Say. I want to veer away from the Ron for a second. The Ron was dealing with a detail about how to learn and what a mucker is. Let's put the Ron on hold. Let's block out the Ron for a second. Let's not talk about the Ron. And I think, like Adman pointed out, I think the Ron's going to come back to life at the end of the Sugya. But I want to know now at the end of the day, so what's the din? The Gzeira Shava. What does the Gzeira Shava teach me? So everybody said, when you read the Rabbeinu David and you read the Ritva, you're going to see different possibilities of how to even draw out the conclusion of our Gemara and what is on the table when it comes to a situation of chametz in the Gvulin and a situation of chametz in the Bach. And is there potentially a nafkamina, a difference, and are there even suggestions of a practical halachic ramifications between those two different cases, Rabbi Say? See, Rabbi Say, what we're dealing with in this sugya, Rabbi Say, is really something that is so fundamental for the entire year. When you throw around the terminology Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, what does that mean? I've been saying all along, oh, it just means don't own chametz. Any chametz, don't own chametz, and stop getting hung up on the words. Is that really true? Is that so? Meaning, it's true. You read the Gemara and Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Minayin Azeh Shel Zeh, Azeh Shel Zeh. So that's why I told you, and I stuffed it down your throat, and I said, yeah, everything applies everywhere, and all these surim applies, and it doesn't really mean what you think it means, that it has to be visible by your own. No, the Gemara says it's not all true, because we learn it, whether the Ron says a Gilei Akra, whether it's Zeir Shav, at the end of the day, everything applies everywhere, everything carries over everywhere, and all the Heterim apply for everything. So there's no differentiation, there's no distinction. Maybe not. Maybe we're making a major assumption. Maybe there might even be a difference from the fact that the Torah used a different language, and maybe that's going to even have ramifications, la'alach. Okay? Rabbi said, there's also something that I would like you to see. I mean, again, when you get to the Rambam and the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos, Rabbi Say, which is after the Ritva and the Ramban, and the Rabbeinu David and the Ritva, there is a Gemara that might be helpful to see inside. I didn't put it on the Marmar Koymus because I thought you would be able to understand the Rambam and the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos without it. But if you need to see their source, there's a very, very important Gemara that comes up in the Gemara in Pesachim and Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara is on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph dealing with all of these surim. How do you know that Lo Sochal is a source to teach you Yisuri Hana? How do you know all Yisuri Hana from Lo Sochal? So the Gemara says, Amarav Papa, Ela Amarav Papa, teaches from the din of eating Kodshim Tmeim on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, in the middle of the wide lines, Ela Amarav Papa. You go down to the second line on Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and this Gemara is so relevant, Rabbi Say, you're not going to believe it. I'm not exaggerating for this week's parsha. The Gemara talks about here about eating shrutzen and the violations that you violate with eating shrutzen. So it's kedai to see this Gemara. I mean, the Ram and the Ramban quote this Gemara, but I realized I didn't put it the Feirish and the Marma Kaimis. If it's helpful, you should see the Gemara in Chav Dalet Amud Aleph Ela Amar Rav Papa till the second line. Till the third line, not including the third line, on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Rabbi Say, this is, I'm just warning you, this is not a sugya you want to miss. This is a major, major machlokes rishonim that will change your whole approach to every pasuk in the Torah that you're going to read. Okay? This is a fundamental, that's why it's in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ram and the Ramban over here is fundamental, Rabbi Say. So yesodistic. And it happens to be, Ashkach HaPratos, happens to be that it's this week's parsha. Happens to be that it's a major machlokes, how to understand a lav in this week's parsha. So, Mirtz Hashem, We're going to get into that, and we're going to hopefully continue. This is a very fundamental sugya, Rabbi Isai, very yisodistic sugya, and very hard sugya. Very hard sugya, but hopefully we'll take it slow, shlab, and Mirtz Hashem will be koine a lot of kinyanim, both in this sugya, both in Maseches Psachim, but also in this week's parsha, and in life in general, and in understanding how to read the Torah in many different ways through that Rambam and Rambam. All right, Rabbi Isai, it's great to have you back.